Hello?
Hey.
Hi,
Jeff?
Urban House Services?
Yes.
Oh. Hi, did we get the name for this gentleman, Charles? Oh, sorry. Can I ask who I'm speaking with?
This is Chris.
Chris. Hi, Chris. He didn't put your name in here. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here. You were just speaking with Charles. He's one of our newer representatives here. How you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, so far so good. It's been pretty busy. Good problems to have, but I got a couple rookies under my belt here. I gotta kind of give a little extra attention and training to. But I understand that you were speaking with my representative Charles about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results, and he asked me to jump on the line to go over pricing and details. Did you have any questions aside from just the cost of it?
How long does it take y'all to get me to be number one on Google page?
Yeah,
but on the first page at least.
Yeah, I mean, generally it varies. I see some guys up there really quickly. I see other guys up there, it takes time. It's really dependent on the beginning, like when we're getting everything started up. It's dependent on the business owner's responsiveness. We have to do like a client interview. We have to do a Google PIN verification, which is where Google sends a postcard to you in the mail to kind of verify your address. And you get this little 5-digit number on the back of that postcard we need from you. And then they'll ask you for a series of photos to complete the advanced verification. And those photos are things like, work vehicle, maybe an invoice, license, insurance, if it's required in your state, So, that process, if you're not tech savvy, 2 to 3 weeks. If you're not tech savvy, if you're tech savvy, I mean, I've seen some guys up there 7 to 10 days. We get the website and everything running in like 3 to 5 days. So all the things that have to do with our legwork, they happen really fast. It's really quick turnaround. But there are a couple of things in the beginning when we're setting up the campaign, getting through your verification, where we need your responsiveness in order to get it up and running. So I would say, you'll see return on investment and you'll see yourself up there within the first month, but month two is where things will really pop because you won't have to go through that verification process again once we've already completed it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's not a flip of the switch. We have to customize the campaign, make sure we have you listed for the right services in the right areas. We don't want you getting calls about nonsense all day long, or if it's somebody that you can't help, we want to be able to identify that before the call is placed. That way the things that are coming through are qualified and real opportunities.
Yeah, and what's your pricing?
If you wanted to do our platinum package with the custom website design included, I can do it at $299 on a month-to-month basis.
Yeah, that's way too high. And look, I've already done this with another company. I don't remember the name, but I think I was with them for about 5 months, and they never did come through with getting me on Google.
Really?
And
five?
I'm not paying the company?
Even
another dollar to wait another month. You know what I mean?
So yeah. No, I can understand that.
I'll be honest with you, Chris.
I mean, even if you called Google directly, like we're right next to Google here in Orange County, California. Even if you called them directly, they're going to give you a time period. It's not going to happen overnight, and it's going to take time to customize your campaign. We don't know everything about you and your business. So to be able to just put together a campaign and throw it up there, it's impossible for anybody to do. Anybody that, would be able to get you what you're actually looking for would be lying through their teeth just to get you to buy something. You know what I mean? And that's not the reality. Now, Google's done a real good job of kind of threading through the guys that are out there that do SEO and are not partnered with them. They've done a good job of eliminating those companies for the exact reasons that you're explaining to me, is either they get half of the service or none of the service at all. And sometimes the business owners are paying for months on end. If those companies don't have a relationship with Google, you're never going to get on the first page because Google is the one who controls the algorithm. And no business owner is going to make it on the first page of Google without Google getting a piece of the pie. They've already started sorting that out. It's been like that since 2018 now. So it's about 5 years straight where it's impossible. There's no fancy programming or anything we could do outside of actually following Google's algorithm and paying them. to have your business out there. But so I mean, that doesn't mean your business should suffer, though. At the same time, you think about from a return on investment perspective, yes, it's $299 for a month. One fence job, you know, or a new gate or a tree service, you know what I mean? If you do a trimming, you know, stump grinding, pruning, anything like that, that's going to offset it. I mean, pressure washing oil stains out of a driveway would probably offset it, you know? So we're listing you for all of the services that you provide. There's about 15 different keyword terms or services that we list you for at a time. You only need one of those to hit over the course of 30 days. It's easily doable. I mean, you got to think from a return on investment perspective. If you're putting in $10 a day, which is basically what this is at $299, you know, how many jobs are you going to really need?
You know, I pay $299, but I'm just afraid to play the damn game and get burned.
I get
again,
that.
You know.
I get that, but you're already playing the game, sir. With all due respect, you're already playing the game. You already started the business. You have a business. Last thing you need to do is have a business, and your next-door neighbor can't even find you. They got a job opportunity. They can't even find you. You're already playing the game. You're just playing it without a glove.
Yeah.
You're playing it with the wrong size bat. You know what I mean? You can go, you know, hanging flyers and knocking doors and, you know, paying for all these other kinds of advertisements that are out there. But, you know, Google's putting you up there at the moment that they're looking for the service. That's why 90% of the time it's where they go. You know, if you were to look for somebody to provide any of the services you provide, you know, you'd probably pull out your phone. If I told you to look for anything, you probably, first thing you do is you go to Google, you know, so it's no different for your customers. I understand you had a bad experience, but let me tell you something. My wife wasn't my first girlfriend either. You know what I mean? That means I had a bad experience. It didn't work out, but I didn't give up, or else I wouldn't be married and I wouldn't have these babies, right? So, you know.
Oh, okay. You got babies. I was afraid you were drinking Budweiser.
You're afraid I was drinking Budweiser? I don't drink at all. You're more likely to find me running a marathon than drinking a beer.
Yeah,
but no, realistically, it's just it's one of those things where it's like if you have a business, there's no reason why you shouldn't be on that first page. I can understand you had a bad experience, but your end goal is to have a thriving business, people following or calling you on a day-to-day basis with opportunity. I mean, that's not going to come out of nowhere. You got to have somebody back here proactively making that happen. And that's what the service is all about. So I can't tell you, you know, it's going to be the greatest thing that ever happened to you in your life. Because I'm just a realistic person. You know, everybody is different in the results that they get from being up there. But if there is a book of business in your backyard, we'll definitely make sure you're exposed to it. And it's also month to month. So if you did feel like it wasn't profitable for you, I mean, obviously you can discontinue it. You don't have to go 5 months of paying us. And obviously we know that it's month to month. So the only way we're getting paid is if you're getting paid.
What's the name of your business?
Local Splash. Like L-O-C-A-L and then a splash like water. Here, I can actually show you. I got a computer right here in front of me. You got texting on this number we're on?
Yeah.
All right, here. Make a lot more sense if you could see it all. Do you remember the name of that company that you you tried before?
I just asked you what your name was. I was checking my emails to make sure I'm not dealing with
it. It's the same company. No. We definitely never worked with you before. It looks like we spoke with you though in 2018. It was 5:30 of 2018. You spoke with one of my representatives, Tara, and it looks like in September of 2018, you talked to one of my reps, Lulu, and then it looks like we haven't talked to you since then. The next time we spoke with you was in May of this year, and then it was a failed call, and then now.
Okay.
Yep. So there's been like a little 5-year gap in between the times that we've spoke with you. But we've been around for a long time. Our company's been in business since 2004. So we got an extensive track record. I just sent you a link there. It's like 3,000 online reviews. They're all 4.5 or higher if you add them up. average amount.
You're in Fountain Valley, California?
Yep, we got a Fountain Valley location, and we got a Newport Beach location as well. So I'm calling you out of the Fountain Valley building. We're right across the street from the police station in Fountain Valley on Brookhurst and Slater by that Mile Square Park. I don't know if you're familiar with Orange County. But yeah, if you look up Google Building 1, Google Building 1 is literally 3 minutes up the 405 from where we are right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's where I get all my certifications and credentials. I've been doing this for 10 years. So with what you with what you're getting though, let me actually give you a breakdown too. I can't believe this whole conversation's happened blind. Okay, so hold on. Let me show you. Makes a lot more sense if you could see who you're working with. So here's the website example. Here's the pricing page. All these texts coming through?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you familiar with Southern California at all? I know you're out in Victoria, but Texas.
I went through MCRD San Diego.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay. San Diego is cool, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's not like I got to leave the compound anyway.
Oh, yeah. So it's mostly for work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice. The only reason I was asking is because, like, the main Google headquarters, Google Building 1, is here. You know? Then all the other ones are in California. So I don't know if your concern was, like, oh, where are you guys located geographically? Like, maybe you wanted somebody out there in Texas. But the only Google headquarters are here in California. You know, there's a Southern, a Central, and a Northern California building. They're all out here. You got San Francisco, Mountain View, and Newport Beach, Borderline, Irvine. So the only people who are going to be able to get your business up there, you're going to have to be working with somebody out of state in California online, right? And I can understand why that would make you a little gun-shy. But at the same time, like I said, you know, the only way you're going to get there is not by giving up on it. I don't think you're ever going to get to where you want to go if
you
give up.
That's the thing is that I'm not hurting for work. Sometimes I'm, you know, I don't have work going, but
yeah.
It's not been bad. I'm happy with the way things are.
Right.
Now.
Yeah,
you know,
but
so
things could always be better. You know, like I'm happy with my physical appearance and my health, but I still pay for my health insurance. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure I'm fine. I have no doubt. But, you know, you want to make sure that stays consistent. And if something does happen, maybe a contract falls through or you're looking at, you know, the weather's coming in. This might be a difficult time for me in this little rough patch. You know, that's really when you're going to want it / need it. And it's not like it's every day we could put you up there. The decision you make today, it could dictate how the rest of your year goes and beyond. You know what I mean? So I know things are good now. It's summertime. It's good for everybody right now, right? It's peak season right now. And that's even more of a reason to give it a shot. I mean, what my customers found too is like profitability. You know, let's say you got a $500 job lined up. We get you up there and the guy calls you $1,500. It's going to take you the same amount of time, maybe a little bit more product, you know, but I'm imagining that you would go, hey, let me take this $1,500 and make the most of my time, you know, rather than the $5. So having that surplus of opportunity is a good problem to have. You know, you could cherry pick through it. You could subcontract some of it out if you like. You know, hire a guy, have them do a lot of the backbreaking stuff. So it's just a different outlet. You make you want to look at your business a little differently rather than, hey, I'm, you know, obviously you didn't start a business to work for somebody, right? And even if you're running this business, the way that you might have it set now, you're like, hey, I'm good, you know, but you're working for yourself at the end of the day. So that's not the whole point of setting up the business if you're out there every day sweating. So the way that you're going to get to that point where you can kind of sit back, oversee the things, is to focus on these job opportunities as they're coming in and dispatch it to a group of guys and then, or delegate it out and subcontract it out to people. That's how you're going to grow the business into more of a monopoly rather than you just kind of going out there and working day by day. You're going to be very limited on the kind of capital that your business is going to be able to earn, you know, over the course of a year, if it's all on your back and you just being able to take, you know, what one man can take.
Right. Yeah. And I totally understand that. I've lived it. So.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, obviously, I mean, I'm not saying you sound old or anything. I mean, I don't think you want to be out there, you know, fast forward, you know, 10, 15 years from now. I don't think that's something that you're going to want to keep doing. I don't want to be doing that. You know, as good a shape as I'm in, the whole point is to not have to work one day or pass it out down to my kids or something, you know?
Yeah.
So one of the luxuries of being
something that you can really, this isn't really a scalable business.
Sure it is. Every business is scalable. You can monetize every business.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could scale it. Absolutely. Hard work's hard to find. I shouldn't say hard work's hard to find. Good employees are hard to find, right? Like the guy that called you first, he's new, right? So I'm like, okay, he's new. I'll give him a break. But, you know, you go so long, if they don't get it right, then, you know, you got to cut the cord. Right? that part's tedious, I will admit. But, you know, once you lock it up, it's all a process. The only way you're going to get there is through. The only way out is through. So you're going to have to go through that if you want to scale it. You know what I mean? But it's scalable. It's not impossible. There's other companies in your area that are in your industry that are scaled. You know what I mean? And they have guys that they're dispatching out to jobs, working multiple jobs at a time throughout the day. And a lot of that's coming off of just them marketing themselves and answering the phones when the opportunities come in. If you're educated on your industry and all the services you provide, most of these guys, you'll be able to quote them over the phone right then and there and then get a more specific answer once you get your guys out there. You know what I mean? So if you know what you're talking about and you've been in this industry for a while, and you can talk to people, and you'll be fine. You'll be able to scale it.
So I'm already on Google Maps.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on Google. I'm not on the first page, but I'm on Google.
Right. You have a Google Places placement, right? So, or you have a Google My Business profile.
Scenario. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, what's the worst case scenario for the amount of time it takes to get number one on Google?
Worst case scenario? Like in my 10 years, like 30 to 45 days. And and this guy was an old grandpa. Like, he was missing it. And the PIN verification, we had to resend his PIN like 2-3 times. But he still got it done. He's actually a roofing contractor out in DFW. So he does really well. And he just answers the phone. But it took us a long time to get him set up and to get his verification. Because we needed all these, photos from him. You know what I mean? So it was, getting an old guy on a phone is different. Especially when they're that age. Yeah, I don't think you're up there yet, though. You know, I mean, a lot of this stuff is very easy to send over. I have this verification form, so I'll show you. This is exactly what they ask you for on the checklist. So, pictures needed for Google verification. So they're going to ask you for, like, pictures of tools and equipment, a work vehicle with license plate. You don't have to display the license plate number, but they want to have at least the state in there and make a model of the vehicle. Business license and insurance if it's required in your industry and in your state. Business card, if you have it. Some people don't have it. That's fine. Business registration, invoice, receipt, and then a photo of the workplace. Now, you're in an industry where you're going to the customer. They're not coming to you, so we don't really need the photo of the workplace, and the Google PIN verification will take care of that. But if you can get us those six things, You know what I mean? Over the course of this weekend, you know, we can get you up and running pretty quickly. I could send out your pin today. You know, usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get. So, you know, about this time next week, you already have, like, your website up and running, your pin verification completed, client interview completed, and photos from you. You know, if we're doing it fast, it can get you up there very quickly. So I know you're saying worst-case scenario, but sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. So I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I'm about to buy a lift, like a man lift, a towable man lift.
Uh-huh.
And when I'm not working, you know, I've been thinking about splitting it off and renting equipment also.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a lot of junk removal guys that do that. They actually rent out their equipment. Like, they'll rent out bins and stuff. And the cool thing is, you know, we have you kind of in like a handyman category. So that shouldn't be a problem. You know what I mean? It's not like, how do I explain it? It's not like vehicle rental, right? It's different in that sense. It's actually tools. So that's something that we could definitely add if you want to do that. What kind of equipment would you say it was?
It's a man lift.
Oh, man lift. Gotcha.
Yeah, man lift.
Okay.
This particular one, like, painters would use it. People in the tree industry would
like
use it.
Yeah, like a scaffold almost, but mobile.
But it's hydraulic. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. No, I got Google right here. I just pulled it up. They're like a few grand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I can see a bunch of them here.
What I'm talking about is like fucking $50,000 new.
Jesus.
But the rental on it is like $450 a day. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'm thinking about doing that also, and then, you know, I could use y'all for doing that.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine actually out here who does that. They do demolition, post-construction cleanup, junk removal, hauling, and they have these bins. And these bins that he has, like, what it costs them to, like, to park them if they're parked, you know what I mean? Usually they're rented out, but what it costs them to rent the space to park them when they're not being used is, like, $200 a month. And then every time somebody rents it, even for a day, it's, like, $250. 2 days, it's, like, $500. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And he's got, like, five or six of them. Yeah, but, I mean, you know how nice his life is to just be able to kind of sit back at this point? You know, he's got a couple of kids, too. He gets a call. Guy's like, hey, I want a couple of bins. Okay. Half the time, I mean, he could go out there and just get it himself if he's in town. But sometimes he's out of town. You know, this guy likes to live a nice life. You go out a lot. But he has guys that will go over there and pick it up, deliver it. You know what I mean? And it's a self-sufficient system.
Yeah, that's scalable for sure.
Well, yeah, it's all scalable. That's what I'm saying. Even if you had a vehicle, or like if you get more vehicles, or they have a vehicle and you're giving them power washing equipment, these guys are tree service and they have the equipment. It's all scalable to where you can, you know, you just basically need a truck and you could dispatch them out. So the more vehicles you get.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, like pressure washing, doing trash bins, that's scalable, but with tree work, when you're like felling a tree and he makes one mistake and a tree falls on a house, that's, you know, you've got to have a different type of man doing that kind of work than just the regular.
That was my first job growing up. It was my dad used to do trees and he would have me go pick everything up. So he would get up there and actually cut and then I would do the ground cleanup. Yeah, that's how I spent my summers growing up. So I know what you mean. You know, my dad's not an average human being climbing up on those ladders either. He's a big, strong, athletic dude. But again, that's just part of your hiring process. It doesn't mean it's not scalable. You know, that's just you.
You're saying
you know,
that person's hard to find.
But, yeah, it is. Good help's hard to find. But the point is if you have the work, they will come. If you're up there and they see you're credible as a company, they will come. You know, people need work. People need money. They got to pay their bills. They will come. You'll interview them. You'll keep the good ones and get rid of the bad ones. And, you know, that's business.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could scale it. Anything is scalable. I've had guys with just a dream turn into full-blown businesses. You know, just know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much sold. Give me some time to review all your reviews and your business.
Mm-hmm.
Give me an hour.
Did you get all those links that I sent you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so the first one that I sent you, where it looks like just a bunch of numbers, it's because it goes straight to our company page with like the reviews. It's just a regular Google search that I kind of copied the URL and sent it over to you. Or it says google.com/search. Okay, if you click on that, I want to show you something. And I think you were looking at it because you were asking me if we were in Fountain Valley, right? So you did see this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's 822 there for 4.2 star. You go down a little further, there's Bird Eye in there where it says reviews on the web, 705 at 4.9. You keep going around, you're going to keep seeing the same thing. Indeed, from people who work here, 63 reviews, 4.3. It goes on and on. We've been in business since 2004. When you accumulate all of them, there's over 3,000 of them that are out there. They're all averaging out to 4.7, over 3,000 business owners. We're not a new company. We're not some like fly-by-night, you know, company. You know, the building's here. It's not going anywhere. I've been here 10 years. You know what I mean? It's fully legit. Our Google certification on our site, if you click it, it'll go to google.com/partners and show that every employee here gets a Google certification unless they're entry level like Charles that you just talked to. We let those guys do cold calling, things like that until they get their certification, and then we can move them up building websites and other things. But yeah, I mean, we've been around for a long time. You know, the track record's there. The only thing I think that's really concerning you isn't our track record. It's that you had a bad experience in the past, and you're a little gun shy. I know you're spending money on some other things at the same time, but you know, using are you spending money on Yelp? No, Yelp's free, right? That directory, you're not paying for it.
You know what? I never used Yelp myself, so I'm not advertising there or anything.
Oh, it has you on there.
Does it?
Yeah. It had a website up there, but it looks like it's just a domain name now. It doesn't lead you to anything. There's no pictures or anything on it, but it looks like you were on there and you had a website at one point.
I did.
Yeah, and then it's all gone.
Built one, but it kind of sucked, and then my campaign made one, and
I sent you an example in there of those My Sites, that second text that I sent you with the link. That's a custom website design. You're getting that in this package.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're not just doing the Google listing. I mean, obviously, we put a point of emphasis on that because that's not something that we can put you on the first page every day, you know? But, you know, you're getting a .com site. Yelp is a directory we give you for free. There's Yelp. There's Yellow Pages. There's Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa. We do Facebook advertising for you. We build your Facebook business page. You know, we do a biweekly posting on there. We run ads so it pops up for people who have looked up your services on the search engine or on Facebook. You know, and then we have a tracking system and review monitoring in place for you to make sure you're getting good reviews. So it's really an A to Z campaign where we're handling your full online marketing portfolio. That's why I was trying to tell you, I'm like at $10 a day, if you're really breaking it down, I mean, what it would cost you to pay or hire somebody to do this kind of work for you, it would be in the thousands, you know? Working with a Google partner directly where we have thousands of business owners who are also doing it allows us to scale it and make it affordable for you, right? So, you know, you get that site, you know, it's $299. The other thing I wanted to point out to you is that when you look at our hours of operation on that Google listing, it'll tell you right now we're closed. I'm 3 minutes after hours here. So I'm all yours. I'm here for you, but I mean, what concerns do you really have? I mean, as far as like putting yourself in position for your customers to find you and scale the business. I mean, it's like you're already in business. That's the thing that's kind of confusing to me is that you already started the company. you're already here, you know? Why would you want to have a site? Why would you want your customers to be able to find you and make sure that everything's accurate and, you know, people know what you do? And yeah, that's like saying, I want to date somebody or find a wife, but you never go outside your house.
Right.
It's not going to happen. Like, I want to have this successful company. I want to be able to take a break, retire one day, but I'm not going to put myself out there for the people who need my help to find me.
I'm just reading.
Okay. And take your time. If you have any questions on any of it, just let me know. Are you looking for bad reviews?
No, I'm reading that last link you sent me.
Pricing. Oh, what's that? Oh, pricing. Yeah, so what I'm offering you for $299 is the platinum bundle that says most popular. So it's advertised at $599, and there's usually a $299 setup fee. So what I do if you want to sign up with us today is I waive your setup fee, I give you that platinum package for $299, and I send that to you in writing with your invoice receipt. So it's all documented. Even though it's month to month, you're not binding to a contract, we still have a written agreement for exchange of services. So this is what you paid us for, this is what you're getting in return. So it's going to have all those products, you know, not just first page placement on Google with Google Places. You're on Bing Local. You're a top five option on the Bing search engine. You know, Facebook advertising, like I mentioned, the popular directory submission, like I mentioned, that's 60 plus directories. Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa Voice search results.
Alexa Voice, I mean.
I'm covering all your Facebook. About Facebook advertising?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Facebook advertising, we'd create your Facebook business page for you. You'll still have access to it, right? We create it. We'll give you the credentials to it. If you already have one, we won't duplicate one. We'll just get the credentials for that one. But we do a biweekly posting. The responsibilities are primarily delegated to what's his name? You'll meet him too. Kyle Wollenberg. He does the he'll do a biweekly posting for your account. So every 2 weeks, he'll send you a message with a post created either with photos that we've gotten from jobs that you've done or things you've done in the past, or it might be a generic photos until we get, you know, photos for that are really from the jobs that you're doing. But he'll create the post, he'll create the ad, and he'll submit that or send that to you. You can give him a yes or no on it, or if you want to change some things. If you give him the go-ahead, he posts it. Now, you get marketed to people who search for your services on Facebook, so they look up any of your services, but also if they search on Google and then they bounce over to Facebook, it'll actually follow them. It's called a remarketing campaign, so it'll actually like pop up on the side there with your business name, phone number, and information. So it's pretty successful. You know, it's not going to be anything in comparison to what Google's going to bring in for you, you know, realistically, but the idea there is just to have all your bases covered so that way you don't have 100 different bills floating around. It's a lot better to turn us into your one-stop shop than to have, like, one guy you're paying to host your Facebook, one guy you're paying to host your Bing, another guy for Google, you know what I mean? We're going, okay, we're a Google partner. If you're going to sign up with us, we'll cover your bases on all the other platforms too.
Okay.
So you don't got to be a tech genius to do this. You know what I mean? You just got to answer your phones, you know, try to generate as good of reviews as possible. Yeah. And take care of people. You know what I mean? You take care of people, and then you know, karma comes back around.
Okay. So you're going to waive what fee, the $299 or the...
I'll waive the setup fee of $299, and then I'll also reduce the cost monthly to $299. So the initial investment on all these products and features normally would be $898. And then each month after that, it would be $599. But what I'm doing is I'm bringing it down to $299 out the door today. And then each month moving forward, it'll stay $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us.
Okay. All right. And then is there like a required amount of time I have to be with y'all? So
No. They're usually in the fine print, you'll see that 2 month contract. I'm still going to recommend that you try it for at least 2 months, realistically, because like I said, there is that setup period there. I want to make sure you have a full, you know, 30 days smack dab in the middle of summer before you evaluate it for return on investment and consider us as a long-term solution. But if you are unhappy, you could leave it at any time. There's no cancellation fees. There's no penalties, anything like that. We just part ways. You'll still have all your Google verification. You'll still show up as a legitimate business. You'll still have all your reviews. We'll just stop doing the optimization, so you won't see yourself on the first page of the Google search results anymore.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do it.
Yeah. You're going to love it. I'm telling you. I feel like I'm convincing my son to eat his broccoli, which I'm probably going to have to do here in about an hour.
Long talk.
It is, but you know.
Well, if you want to get home, you can. We can just tomorrow.
No, you give me the agreement. You think I'm going home? Yeah, right. I'm going to get this done, and then I'll go home. You know. So I'm going to create your account. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only number I use.
361-935-2136.
Yeah.
All right. Also, what I'm going to do right now, too, Chris, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension.
Okay.
Okay? That way, if you need something, you can get a hold of me directly, too. You don't got to go through customer service every time. Okay? Sweet. I'll walk you through it and make sure everything's taken off properly. Well, and then what's your last name?
Urban. U-R-B-A-N.
Should have known. Is Chris short for Christian or Christopher?
Christopher.
Okay. Update. All right. And then I'm going to send you everything in writing. What's the business email address?
It's chrisurban.nitro@gmail.
Nitro@gmail.com. Okay. And you have, like, photos of some work you've done in the past or, like, a company logo already?
Yeah. Yeah, I
you
got
do?
That.
Okay. I'm going to send you an email address, too. Did you get my number?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send this over to you. It's just photos at localsplash.com. Send me your logo and any photos that you have, as many as you can. If you can't get them all in tonight or tomorrow, I mean, obviously in the weekend, continue to send them in, as many as you can.
Okay.
The more content,
send
the better.
Send them to that email.
Yeah, to that email, photos@localsplash.com. And we'll already have your email, your number on file. So, I mean, if you text it in or you email it in, we'll know it's you.
Okay.
Okay. Do you still own that domain, that urbanhouseservices.net?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
I don't know.
Don't worry. I'll get you a new domain.
The other company was doing it, and they said I owned it. But it's
you own it for as long as you're with us. You know?
Yeah.
They're like, bye.
It was down.
Well, that's normal though for websites. Like, they have to have a host. So it's like, even if we have a new site, build a new site for you, and we buy a new domain, if you take the domain to, like, you leave our services, you want to keep the domain, you need a host. It's usually like $30 to $50 in order to just keep the content and all the pictures on it. You know, it's not or else it'll just. Yeah.
So
usually
I
if you cancel.
Domain, I don't know if we can get it back or not.
Yeah, if you own the domain, then yeah, I mean, you should have in your email somewhere, like, some login credentials for it. I'm sure if you did a little digging, you'd probably be able to find, like, a UNM password for it when you first got it, like, when they send you the information. Yeah. And so we would just need access to that. But what I'm going to do, I'll have it attached to the account for now, right? We still have to do your client interview tomorrow. And if you can't get access to that, then we'll just buy another domain for you and develop the content on that. But my hope is that you could get access to that, because any old, like, business card that you might have gave out with that on it, you know what I mean? They might still have. I want them to be able to, like, type in that domain and actually see the site, even for people that you've worked with a long time ago, you know? So it'd be nice. Or if you had, like, a decal on the side of your truck that has that domain on it, then we're definitely going to want it, you know? All right, so I'll just have that in there. But worst case scenario, which, you know, isn't that bad, we'll just buy another domain. I'm going to make sure that you get the website up and running and it's fully customized. Right, and then how do you want your hours of operation for the business?
7 to 7.
7 to 7. Okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
Yeah, I'm taking calls on weekends also.
All right, you want to post like Monday through Sunday, 7 to 7, and then you can kind of hash it out with them as you go?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Submit. All right. Okay, and then when do you think you're going to get that man lift?
Probably, it'll be, I was trying to do it this week, but I've been busy with work.
Okay.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Okay.
However, it'll be next week.
Next week?
I might have to get it shipped from Georgia. They're kind of hard to find.
Yeah, I mean, the ones that you're telling me about, I mean, I didn't find anything in that price range, so I can't imagine. This one's probably huge, you know, 50 grand.
Yeah.
I mean, I was seeing some for like 10, 11, and they look pretty big, like stuff I've seen guys cut trees with. My dad used to have one that was small, but we didn't call it a man lift. We just call it like electrical scaffold or a scaffold.
you're talking like a scissor lift or something, right?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah, this machine's as long as longer than a long bed truck.
Oh,
weighs
my gosh.
Like
I know what you're talking
pounds.
About. Kind of like the linemen get into.
Yeah,
way up
but
there.
It's a lot like that, but linemen don't use it. They use bucket trucks, but something like that.
Yeah, I need to refresh my verbiage. I haven't done that kind of labor in a while. I'm just a gym rat.
Yeah.
No, my verbiage of being out in the field is a little off. All right, so I have your business profile created. They're going to want to do a client interview with you. Client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 40 minutes. It'll be with a separate technician. I'll call you first, introduce you to them, and then they'll walk you through it. We do ask for an hour window to complete it, though. So what's your schedule look like for tomorrow?
Man, I always shut down at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time.
Okay.
So like two hours from now for you.
Yeah, I have a 3 to 4, Central.
Yep.
It's 1 to 2 our time.
That'll work.
Okay.
That'll work.
All right. I'm going to send you an invitation, to your email, and then I'll also text you 1 hour prior too, just to confirm. Okay. If anything pops up or changes in your schedule, just let me know. I can adjust it. I want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible, though. I would hate to go into the weekend and not have a client interview completed.
Yeah, the heat index here is 112 degrees.
What?
Crazy. I can't work past 1 o'clock, yeah.
Is it really? Like right now?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well,
that's horrible.
That's what it was yesterday. I haven't checked today. I checked this morning, and it was like 102 or something, but that was at like 9 a.m., 10 p.m.
That's god awful.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, that's why I want to go into the rental business, the equipment rental.
In and out, huh? Just drop it off and I go back to the AC. Yeah.
I'll go do a tree job and I have to rent the fucking lift, and that rental's $450 a day. And
oh, I'd be burnt after like 5 minutes out there, man. I couldn't do it. I'd be toasted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be so red. That's crazy. Oh, my God. 112. That's like Las Vegas. That was the last time I've ever been around some heat like that, was in Las Vegas. That was last August. Yeah, that was horrible.
I got to experience 135, but that was in Iraq.
Oh, you're a veteran?
Yeah, that was like opening an oven door.
My brother was out there. My brother was out there from 2010 to 2016. He did Iraq and Afghanistan. He was 1st 23rd Infantry, Tomahawk.
Nice.
He did a couple tours. And then,
that's even better that you actually know the unit and everything and what he did.
Yeah, I was scared. I thought, well, any day he could have died. They were losing guys a bunch. I was following a lot of it, and
you're like the only person I ever talked to that knew what a family member did, and you know,
Oh yeah.
Most people just don't pay attention to that shit.
Yeah, no, I know. My brother's he's my big brother, but he's smaller than me. But he's a tough SOB, and that's I love him a lot. I was
he was an infantry.
Yeah, he was in infantry. His first infantry, 23rd. Oh. Tomahawk. Yeah, he's got nice. Death to Taliban tatted all over him. But I've gone through a lot of things with him, with like his PTSD, and I've had him, you know, freak out when we pulled out, last year. Like, they got all my information. He was knocking on my door, freaking out. I feel like people are following me, and he stayed over at my house for a while. Yeah. He's only 34.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he's just going
That's
through.
Rough, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just going through a lot. My cousin has the same issues with the PTSD. These guys, they tried Paxil, and then they try the reefer. They try all kind of crazy stuff to just kind of get them going. But those meds just aren't any good, because they make them like a zombie during the day. Maybe they sleep better, but then they're like their personality's gone. Yeah, but my cousin was doing CAS evac out there too. So he's telling me like that was bad, because he used to just fly in and pick up bodies. And so he's like, I'd be seeing these faces in my dreams sometimes during the day. They just randomly pops up, you know, I guess like a flashback. So they're both my heroes, but they're messed up, man.
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. I hate that. I really do.
My brother deals with a lot of guilt from being over there too. He feels like he's got bad karma with his kids and stuff. Yeah. And he just, had a lot of rough conversations.
I didn't have to do anything that was fucked up, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm good. I haven't killed anybody, and I'm good.
Yeah, guys, happy. If you look at his unit, they didn't have any say so. You know, when he first told me he was going into infantry, I was like, okay. You know, I didn't know how to feel about it, cuz like I said, he's my big brother, but he's smaller than me. You know, he's maybe like 170 soaking wet. He's not the biggest guy. But I don't think that really matters. You know, when you're out there, you just gotta be good with your rifle. They went through a lot. He ended up getting medically discharged. He bought a house in New Mexico and kind of hangs out with the dog and tries to stay away from a lot of loud noises and stuff. I try to get him to come out for 4th of July, and he's like, you know, it's going to set me off. So we'll see how that goes. But, it's all good. But thank you for your service, by the way. I appreciate it. I was going to say, when you said 130-something, I was like, man, I haven't seen any weather like that ever, you know, in the United States. Yeah. And then you said Iraq or Afghanistan. I was like, oh, shoot. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, I was a peacetime Marine. I served from 96 to 2000, and then when 9/11 happened, like my last unit was infantry. I was like, fuck. You know, they're going to call me back, but they never did.
Yeah.
Then this company called KBR Halliburton was looking for, you know, contractors to go out there, and I was like, hell yeah, that's voluntary.
Yeah.
So that's... I was out there in the war zone as a KBR contractor.
Oh.
So it was crazy.
Not too bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just hanging out. Yeah.
It was pretty much.
I was thinking it was going to be like that. I got a family full of servicemen, and I just didn't do it. You know, my grandfather was the chauffeur for Eisenhower. And so he...
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he was Secret Service. So his name is Frederick Lodgett. It's my mom's dad. And he was like, he had all girls, and then my mom had us boys, and he was on us like from the jump, you know. And he really wanted us to be in the service, and you know, teach you discipline and this and that. And, you know, so my brother kind of followed it, and then I was just kind of like, I don't want to ever have to deal with the conscience. And of course, my brother came back with the conscience.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just like, I don't, you know, I grew up, my dad would try to keep us close to the Bible, and I'm like, I'm not trying to go to hell for anybody. You know what I mean?
You're obviously the smart one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know, I don't like these politicians anyway, so none of them are worth dying over.
Oh.
My baby boys, that's another story, you know, but And I just pray I never have to end up in those kind of situations, you know. Still pro Second Amendment, but I just pray I don't end up in that. So,
in California.
Yeah, I know it's hard out here, but I'm still pro Second Amendment, and it ain't ever gonna change.
Good.
Yeah, they're just they're kind of sticklers about it. You got to jump through all these loops, but it's okay. Better to be caught with it than caught without it.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. So I got your account all set up, by the way. I'm just shooting stuff with you. So last thing I got to do is secure your first month's payment. How did you want to do that?
Visa.
All right. And it's under your name, the business name, or both?
Let me look at it real quick.
Okay.
Already. I walked away from it.
No, you're good.
Did I put it back in my wallet? Yeah, I did. It's both.
Okay.
For A. Urban.
Urban House Services.
Urban House Services.
Okay. Big House. All right, boom. And the billing address is the same as the street address I'm sending your Google PIN?
Yeah.
All right. I'm ready
it's
for
314 Buckingham, right?
Yeah, that's what I got. In Victoria, 77904.
Yep.
All right.
Just wanted to make sure.
No, you're good. I'm ready for you.
Okay. So you want the numbers first?
Yes, sir.
4476.
4476.
6912.
6912.
8988.
1933. 1933. Okay, and expiration date, month, and year? 0326. 0326, and then
three-digit code on the back. 639.
All right. So I'm going to get real formal on you. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. Now, as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with or you don't understand, you stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'll rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at firm understanding before I authorize a transaction. So,
give me one second here.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Urban Hall Services.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Christopher Urban, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
And in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yeah.
All right. So it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's June 15th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the .com website for you at no additional charge, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. It says, when the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 15th day, but it'll remain in the discounted price of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. Okay. Now, again, you can...
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
There you go. I lost your phone.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello? 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 Call me back if you can hear me. Well, I'll hang on because we're in the middle of that thing. See if it comes on for a minute.
I still don't hear anything. I'll just hang up. Call me back. Or I'll call you.
Chris, are you there? Hello?